views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today, I have one of my favorite energy practitioners on the show. My guest is Karen Campbell-Betton, and she is a certified body talk, Mindscape practitioner, UN Method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse practitioner, and a mother, the big one. And Karen is the owner of Limitless Living, and that was formerly Intuitive Living. And she provides private and group sessions and seminars to connect with each person with their infinite potential. Are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Karen.
Good morning. Good early afternoon. Wherever you are, whatever.
Wherever
it is.
You are. Good evening.
Right. Somewhere. That's right. There's definitely people this evening that are listening.
So, how are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great. You know, there's it's an interesting time in the world, right? Lots going on. Lots of moving in between this idea of what our theme of today is. There's not enough time, and
Even though there's not time in reality, like,
well, and that's
in the
it,
big
right?
picture.
Exactly.
And it sure and that's feels whole, like there's time.
I know. And you know, so people, it's funny when they meet me and they know all the things that, you know, people like us study and know and teach and all that, they're like, wow, your life must be so awesome. You must never like have a bad day. And you're like, well, no, that's it's impossible to not have a bad day. It's impossible to not have challenges and conflicts. Number one, you're not living. And number two, that's the wholeness of life, right? So if you don't have enough time, you certainly, you know, like you, the opposite of not having enough time is having too much time. And one does not exist without the other, right? So the left brain, right, is the part of our brain that wants to break things down into parts. And it cannot understand the idea that, you know, there is no time, right? There's a lot of literature out there that says that time is just another dimension, right? Kind of like height and weight and all those other things. But yet, it's so interesting because what are we doing right now? We're talking and we're using language. But the part of the brain that requires stimulation to do that is the left brain. So it's almost like that whole catch-22. It's very hard. The left brain, it has to settle down and allow the right brain, the intuitive side of the brain, to support us in connecting to the idea that time is really an illusion. And it's something that just helps us exist in this earth, right? Like, how would you and I know when to pick up the phone at the same time to get ready for this radio show.
Well, we would do it intuitively, but right. I don't know how many listeners we'd have. Because well, so that happens a lot, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you start really getting into doing energy work and you start really, using your intuition and your insight in this way, that it's not uncommon to think of someone and they call.
Right.
I just had a friend say charging a new cell phone and asked me, can you call me and wake me up? It's not, but on the computer, and the computer went on sleep. And I could tell, okay, it's not ringing,
Right.
So I just went and sat and beamed, get up, get up, get up, shake awake.
Right.
And then 5 minutes later, then when I tried again, yep, the phone rang. And yeah, but I was up 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, yeah, I woke you up the old fashioned way through my thoughts.
Yeah.
Quite often I get people telling me that, when they're thinking about me, or they go to sleep at night, that I'll show up in their dreams and mm-hmm. I'll be telling them something, and I'm certainly not conscious of it at the time,
Right.
And
there's a certain story that would call that a coincidence. And then there's another story that's equally as valid that says, absolutely not, that's our possibility that we can, manifest the person with the most powerful knowledge to support us. And it can come into us when we're in a state that's not necessarily consciously alert, right? Whoa, what's that? And we're kind of used to labeling that as woo-woo. But the world, as we are moving forward, is opening more and more as science meets the what we used to label woo-woo as actually science-based understanding of how particles work and how energy works and how our thoughts work, right?
Was working on cell phones way back when.
Absolutely, right? Like he was saying that this is what we were going to have, and here we are. Can you imagine, Laura Ingalls coming in and, well, I guess she's not gone that long, but whatever, Laura Ingalls' mother coming in and saying, what is that thing you're talking on?
Yeah. And it's so interesting because even with, my dragon cards and that, as more people are playing with them, more and more people are connecting and saying, I'm seeing dragons here and there and da, da, da. And this is just, it's awesome because usually when they show up, it's when somebody's kind of a little bit stressed out or whatever. And they have this like kind of nice little sense of humor.
Yeah.
And, you and I have been working together for 5 years together now.
At least.
We're constantly upgrading, aren't we?
Yeah.
And our abilities to be able to tap in, get stronger and stronger as more and more people have that ability to tap in. And when I talk about the higher self network, HSN, that's what I mean is that, it's kind of like MSN chat, but on the higher self network, you're in connection with everybody all the time, whether you're aware of it or you are not aware of it.
Yeah.
And so, this energy, this is, it affects the entire collective consciousness. So when people have things happening in their life, and then we hear of other things happening on the news, and then other things happening over here and other things happening over there, I'm getting that what happens is these events are accumulating, and it's making time feel, information equals energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, the more information we receive, and we receive a lot of information these days,
mm-hmm.
The more information we receive, the faster things go because it's more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so
and it's also, I think that element of information is also processed by the left brain, right? So it, in a sense, keeps us in that one side of the brain as a more dominant approach to coping with the stress of life, right? So you find out there's one event and then you go looking for another event and you're very much in the left brain. And there's those of us that are cultivating and expanding the role of the right brain or the intuitive side, right? And that allows us to, it's kind of like, so physics says that time is simply just another dimension, right? Like length, height, and width. But the mind has such a hard time wrapping its head around that, right? We don't see a contradiction in accepting, right, that the top of the table and the bottom of the table coexist, even though we can only see the top, right? Mm-hmm. We just know that there's an underneath of the table. But we can't understand the same understanding to the idea that this moment in time and another moment hidden from our view have equal existence.
Yes, that's the interesting part. You know, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about this some more. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan. And my guest today is Karen Campbell Betton. And we're talking about, hey, do you feel like you need more time? We'll be right back after this short break. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell Betton. Karen, can you just share your contact information with everybody, please?
Yes, that's Karen Betton. My website is www.karenbetton.com, and that's K-A-R-E-N-B-E-T-T-E-N.com. And email is karen@karenbetton.com.
Awesome. And, you know, Karen, we have some exciting news to announce today, too. And do you want to announce it or do you want me to?
I think you've got that announcer thing about you.
Well, what makes me very happy, I've been working on this very large project. I've got a new program out called Call to Dance. And I love it. I just finished writing up the manual, and the manual is an adult coloring book. And this project with the decks, you know, of cards and everything, and speaking of time today, that you and I have been working together so long, and I asked you, would you like to host the radio show for me once in a while so I have more time to...
Literally.
Done, right. And it was so funny because we're talking about time today.
I know.
Left brain, right brain. And so you're going to do that for the first time in August. So it's going to be a little while here. And so once a month, you know, Karen is going to be co-hosting. What I mean by that is she will have her own little show on my show, and maybe I'll phone in. But then Karen and I were just talking this morning, and we started to laugh. And speaking of time, I think in September you're going to have... because I have lots of that time. And I just laughed and said, well, that's okay. you know, that's what friends do. You know, sisters, we... step up for each.
Yeah.
And so funny because we're talking. And you know, part of why, like, to dance program, I just love it. It's integrating my dragons that I've been painting for 10 years. And it's integrating all of the work that I did to understand the quantum physics better, which is, you know, through the Resonance Project Foundation when I studied with Nassim Haramein. And it's got some of that in it and laws of the multiverse. I just love it. I love it. I love it. And it's just, you know, something that what I found is that when I first started teaching seminars about energy work, the most challenging thing for people was to get out of their head, you know, talking about. And this is what I found. I used to bring Buzz Lightyear crayons to the seminars, and people got irritated with that a little bit. But as soon as you use crayons rather than a pen, you're more getting into your childlike mind. You can't help
Absolutely.
It. And this is something that I find that if you keep the left brain happy doing something, then the right brain gets to be creative. Would you say that's kind of
absolutely? And it's a challenge, just as you're suggesting, as an adult, to honor the value of investing in your creative mind and the role that it can play in supporting you to create more of what you want in your life, right? And we've been conditioned to believe that, you know, for example, when things aren't going well, that we need to think about them because we've been... There's a cultural and communally accepted understanding that intuition is not reliable. And people like you and I are out there to spread the word that it's actually can be honed as an incredibly powerful skill. And some of the most, and you know, even the greatest mathematicians will tell you that those physics formulas were not something they broke down and figured out bit by bit. It often just arise in their consciousness when they're walking down by the ocean. And that by thinking and reading books, we're just sort of regurgitating what's already there. But in order to discover and find new solutions to our current conflicts, we need to approach it from a different way than the thought thinking that got us in the solution in the conflict, right? And the suggestion of expanding the role of the right brain is so very, very powerful. And I mean, so many people are utilizing it. I mean, and the reality is even the top rated athletes do this, right? You hear about this in the Olympics, that they use their imagination to image themselves performing their craft before they actually go about doing it. You know, they get in their creative mind and they simulate the activity. And they add all their senses into it. And here's the thing. The brain can't tell the difference, and they've shown this in studies, from when you're imagining something or when you are actually doing it. The same parts of the brain light up. I mean, that's some powerful information right there.
I'll say, like, that's really powerful information.
So when you're imagining your powerful life and the things that you want to manifest, and this is not about ignoring the status quo. That, you know, a lot of people think, well, then you're just living in your imagination. Well, that's not what it's about. You know, and you can continually check in with yourself, you know, like noticing where you're at. You know, this is one of those Franklin method things that you do, making a goal for yourself, you know, going into your toolbox, and maybe your toolbox is the dragon cards that you have, right? It might be, a mindscape technique, which is another creative mind technique. It might be exercising. It might be, coloring, whatever it might be. And then noticing, did you experience a change? And if you didn't, using something else. So it's, you know, the best way to combat our issues with time is to expand our right brain, however we're drawn to do that.
And the thing is that the right brain, left brain, it's like two hands clapping, right?
Yeah, it
like
is.
You can't clap with one hand.
Right.
And so it's important to utilize to, you know, the best, the
well, exactly.
The left
so
brain, right
so
brain.
Exactly what you're saying is the left brain, when well integrated, provides a structure in which we can access our inner wisdom and knowing and our intuition, right? But when it's the dominant force and the only approach that we use to solving our problems, we are not using and utilizing the depth of humanity, right? We're limiting ourselves to the thinking. And Einstein, all of those guys, the discoveries come when we honor the creativity and the intuition.
Well, this is the thing that there's a time, I guess we're talking about time. There's a time and a place for anything and everything in space-time.
Yeah.
And it may sound funny to people when you say it that way, but we are all working towards, like, if you consider a human being as, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, humans have souls. Actually, you are a soul with a body, mm-hmm. and that your body is your vehicle. And so timing's important, for fitness, for, like your daughter was in dance, timing matters. I just watched an amazing video. I posted it on my Facebook page under Colette Marie Steffen, but it was of a young woman who lost her hearing at the age of 18. Mm-hmm. And she's on X Factor, and she's singing and playing a mm-hmm. ukulele, and she's feeling the motion, the tempo through the bottoms of her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she sang beautifully. She got the, when they press the buzzer and the gold, mm-hmm. all the gold comes flying down. So this is someone yeah. who actually has lost her hearing, mm-hmm. and she's singing beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
She said she did it through the muscle memory of singing,
mm-hmm.
through keeping the tempo by feeling the vibration of the instruments through mm-hmm. the bottoms of her feet.
Yes.
And also she trusting the pitch of her
yeah.
voice. And oh my goodness, she was just amazing, like beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And it was like so amazing to see the reaction from the audience and that someone can actually do that. And you know what I loved the most about it is that it was her own song she wrote.
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking about how, like, you can imagine when you're 18 years old and all of a sudden and you love to sing and make music and you lose your hearing. And she said she realized she gave up when that happened for a while. And then she realized that she didn't want her biggest thing in life to be that she didn't try, you know.
Yeah.
And so the name of the song was that. So I thought that was pretty amazing ability of right there of watching the left brain, right brain in action. I'll tell you that.
Well, right. And one of the most powerful ways to combat the challenges of the idea of time is to do exactly that, is to go into your senses, right? And
yeah.
and start utilizing them and feeling them. And there's lots of ways to do that, whether you're going into the woods, you start practicing, what can you hear? What can you see? What can you touch? And you start building your your sensation, right, within your
sensation
body.
Sensation repertoire.
Yeah, and
but
that's where that's that completely new
break
term.
Here, Karen. So I'm just gonna we'll talk about this some more, and I know you have a lot of suggestions for how people can facilitate that. When we come back after this break, we will talk about that. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, at T-A-I-L-S, talesfromthevector.com. If you are looking for paintings and energy correcting cards, we are working on the website at this time. The place that does the beautiful reproductions had to pull their website down and redo it. So if you want to order paintings, you can contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com for now, and soon we'll have the store up and have that back available again. We'll be right back after this short break, 1-800-930-2819.
Looking for some great family fun in a distinctly New England atmosphere? Hi, this is Joy Solson-Resnikoff, welcoming you to Old Mystic Village. Browse over 50 unique shops and restaurants, enjoy fresh air while strolling flower-filled pathways, visit our duck pond, or just find a comfy bench. Sit and relax and people watch. And four-legged friends are always welcome. For a list of village events and shops, visit oldmysticvillage.com. Come spend a relaxing day at Old Mystic Village, your neighborhood shopping experience.
Chris, where are you going?
Sorry, Gary, I'm running late today. I need to grab me some breakfast quick, plus I still need to fill the car up with gas.
One more time, Chris. Spicer Mobile, exit 93 off I-95 in North Sointon, has you covered. While filling the car with our mobile brand gasoline, you can come inside to Mystic Kitchen for one of our famous breakfast sandwiches or burritos, and get yourself one of our gourmet coffees, hot or iced. Plus, because you filled up with over 10 gallons of gas, the coffee's on us.
That's great. I thought it was on my shirt. I sure do love those breakfast sandwiches, Gary, but I just don't have time to wait for it.
Chef Tim Sanborn has you covered, Chris, with our always fresh grab-and-go station, so you can bypass the wait, grab your sandwich, and be on your way.
I'm in a hurry today, but I can hang out a little longer tomorrow.
That's great, Chris. We have plenty of seating and free Wi-Fi.
Well, I know where I'm going. Spicer Mobile, exit 93 off I-95 North Stonington.
I've been driving on our hands right on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my head.
Abbey's Ski and Sports Shop Westerly is getting stocked up with all your warm weather gear. Great selections of pedal boards, surfboards, kayaks, spearfishing gear, and flip-flops for everyone, with more coming in every day. Ted still has all the clothing and accessories with hot deals for young and old. You can come in early and get an awesome selection here at Abbey's Ski and Sports Shop, where Ted provides every customer with years of knowledge and service. 401-596-0375 and on Facebook.
It's the $4,000 Get Paid for Your Trade event during the month of June, only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, where all you need is a VIN number and you get $4,000 cash guaranteed. CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination. The home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Bring in the most ridiculous $4,000 clunker and win a cruise. General Manager Filippo Marchionne.
Bring in the oldest vehicles with the most miles, or the makes that don't exist anymore. The most ridiculous piece of metal that you could find with a VIN number. We're going to give out $4,000, and all it needs is a VIN. On top of it, we're going to let you win a cruise. One of the voters is going to win, too. Go to CentralAutoGroupCT.com, click on the banner, and vote.
Nobody beats CentralAutoGroupCT.com.
Or we're going to pay you $2,000 in cash.
Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned, open 7 days a week.
In Central Auto Group, se habla español.
Your
number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Exit 28, I-395.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Karen Campbell Betton here, and we're talking about time and and how to utilize time, how not to get worried about time. And how do you get things done in time? Okay, Karen, go for it. I know we were saying before the break, we wanted to talk a little bit about different ways that people can, you know, utilize their left brain, right brain, little tricks maybe they can try to encourage this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think, like, you know, the big coin term that's out there right now is neuroplasticity. And this idea that, you know, we used to think that we were the neurons that we were born with and had were all we had, right? And we couldn't change the makeup of our brain. We couldn't change the functioning of our nervous system. It was just sort of, you know, the genetic lot in life that we were given, and there you were, and that's all you could do, right? Well, he's got bad genes, right? And the newest studies show that, yeah, we can actually regenerate everything. And one of the most powerful ways to engage neuroplasticity or the building of neurons is to sense your own body, you know, and even spending just, you know, you can start with 1 minute a day of just noticing your body, right? The art of noticing, you know, things like muscle tension, breathing, posture, you know, and I like, this is something we do in Franklin Method classes, that you spend the first 60 seconds just noticing your body. And what's powerful about that is there's two things you're not going to do when you notice your body.
I was just going to suggest for people that as you're talking here, just notice, because that's what I'm doing. And
yeah,
my posture right away straightened out.
Yeah. And the two things we do, like, because then the first thing we do as a human is we leave the sensing, right? We start to sense our posture. And then we say, oh, I know why my posture is bad. It's because I rode in that car yesterday. And no, we're not going to do that, right? We're not going to ruminate and criticize and try to figure out why what we're noticing is coming up. This is the art of noticing without needing to change. And it's a very powerful art that builds different neuronal pathways in our body and actually enhances our capacity to access our creativity and create change in our own lives. So you notice for 60 seconds and then you don't ruminate, right, or criticize. If you start noticing that train of thought, because we always want to figure out why something is showing up, we just gently bring our attention back. And then the other thing we don't do is time travel. Oh, there's that word again, right? And what happens, right? As soon as you start sensing in your body, what does your mind like to do? It wanders into all the things that you'd need to get to and all the things you didn't get to yet. And, you know, you just allow that experience to be there and then bring your attention back. Have you ever heard of Kyle Cease? I kind of like him. He's that comedian.
I haven't, but like, tell us.
He's this comedian that is doing, you know, basically everybody told him he would never be successful. He used to be on Comedy Central and he was, you know, a stand-up comedian, and he started getting into transformation. And so now he does a comedy event that is transformational for people. It's quite powerful and it's hilarious. And it's a lot like, you know, of the nature that you have engaged. This can be, you know, navigating life can be fun and funny and actually enhances your creativity. So besides noticing your body and sensations, I would say the next thing is start laughing, finding the things that make you and support you to have lightness and fun. And Kyle Cease's videos, what he recommends in his world that has transformed him is he does an hour a day of meditation. Now, I'm not at all saying that, but what he says, and I like this, is that the first 45 minutes, you're just watching the crazy thoughts that are running your regular life. And then somewhere around the 45, 50 minute mark, you start to get insights. You know, you start to get outside of that programming that we are connected to that says that we have to think about everything, right? Well, and then I need to go get, you know, my daughter, got to take her to the doctor, and then I got to go get the helmet. And then what about this? You know, when you stop and sense your body, right, you also sense the incredible litany of thoughts that go flying by, right? It can be a little bit uncomfortable, but it's the art of accepting and noticing that.
Yeah, because quite often we're not present in that moment when we're thinking, you know, like I talk about this, you know, for fitness just in general. How many people go to the gym, hop on the treadmill, and the whole time they're on the treadmill running in one spot and not getting anywhere, they are thinking about, geez, I should be, you know, paying the bills and I should be doing this. And when I get home, I got to make supper and I got to stop at the store. And the whole time that they're exercising on that treadmill is kind of being utilized at such a low level, Because when you are exercising and you're in connection with your body and you are feeling your body, that's very different than thinking about other things while you're moving. And so, you know, this is something that, you know, for me right now, my morning meditation and also my exercise regime is painting the fence. Because it is, I'm very fussy about painting. I prefer to do it myself, and I find it very meditative. You scrape it, then you prime it, then you paint it, and you see the beauty of it coming out and it looking better. And, you know, of course, I put on belly dance music. And, you know, really paint, you know. And when I'm, this is how I am when I do my paintings, like from Tales from the Vector. It's why I love it so much. The entire time that I work on these paintings, I'm working on issues, you know, that are coming up, like from my, from myself, from my family, from my world, you know, for business, all of these things. And all of this energy is being imprinted into these paintings and into this, you know, into these drawings. And this is really powerful, because that creativity and the mind working, like the creativity and the logic working together in a beautiful way, is very, very powerful.
And you build completely different neurological pathways that support you to navigate life from a completely different perspective. And that, we cannot underestimate the power of that. And that's where those aha moments come in, you know, where that idea comes in that aligns you to the thing that is uniquely yours, you know, is uniquely aligned with your path, that opens you to finding the gifts that you have to share with this world. And that's not to say, you know, reading a book or something like that is not good, but there's this element of matching our intellectual practices with a building and an expansion of our creative practices and our sensing and our noticing practice and the ability to do that. And I teach Franklin Method classes, and I love the repeat students will say, you know, part of your class is the same as it was in the last few times. And, you know, your mind wants to say, oh, I've already done this, I don't need to do it again. And my students are constantly telling me, I realize how much better I get at making change in my body each time I do this, you know. And we use things like imagery, like we're borrowing our experiences, like, for example, imagining soap in the shoulders, right? And moving the shoulders up and down, imagining them that they are surrounded by soap. You're borrowing the experience that you've had with soap, transposing it into your body and noticing that it creates a change. And the way you move your shoulders feels totally different. It's mind-blowing for people, and it's so simple. Right,
Eric. That is a real cool. So explain that again for those of us listening here.
Yeah.
We focus on our shoulders right now.
And So this is a Franklin method. It's an integral part of the Franklin method when I teach my classes, and we start to build the imagery, right, and our ability to use our imagination in our bodies, right. And it's like a muscle. You know, it's like riding a bike. You get better at it. We get better at what we practice, right? So if we're practicing negative thoughts and negative interpretations of our lives, we're going to get better at that. But if we notice that, right, that's the art of noticing. So that's the first thing we do in a Franklin Method class, is we notice, you know, what's going on in our body. And then we start utilizing the tool of imagery, which is we start imagining, you know, for one, you know, just moving our shoulders simply, and we start imagining that those shoulders are surrounded by soap. And you move the shoulders and you imagine, and then you can engage other senses, right? As you're able to imagine your shoulders being surrounded by soap, you then can add in maybe a smell. Okay, what's your favorite
soap? As soon as you said that, I did get a smell come to mind.
Beautiful. And that is what we talked about earlier, enhances the changes in the body even deeper, right? So it's that idea that the same parts of the brain light up when we are actually doing something as when we're imagining it. Well, it gets even more powerful the more senses you're able to engage, right? So then you imagine that, you know, that smell coming on. And then you can even just feel the slippery, slidey fluidness of the soap in your shoulders, and you raise your arms. And people are blown away at how it can change. And so imagine you're walking down the street and you're thinking about how your hip hurts you or your back hurts you, and you notice it. And then you've been practicing the art, right, of noticing without needing to change. And then instead of thinking more about how that hurts, you start bringing in imagery. And that's
I love this, Karen. This is brilliant.
Eric Franklin. Yeah. I mean, these are the workshops I want to, you know, I've been teaching in my area. People are loving it. And I'm trying to, and I think most of the people that do Eric Franklin workshops are ballet, you know, are dancers and performers. But I think this work can be, is incredibly powerful for everyone out there.
So
imagine you're walking down the street and your hips are hurting you. You have practiced the art of noticing. So then you start imagining, right, that maybe your entire pelvis is just a bowl of water that's just sloshing. Or maybe you imagine that there's a gust.
You know what, Karen, we're going to have to take this quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about this. This is really a beautiful, I haven't quite heard this explained quite in this way before by you. And I really am enjoying this. So when we come back, we will continue talking about this. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and I have Karen Campbell-Benton on the show with me today. We were just talking over the break how, you know, when you add just one thing to your regular schedule, how much it can cause, you know, people to go into this place of, oh, there's no time, mm-hmm. you know, and I love how you were explaining how, you know, when you get into that ability to, if you have pain in your body or you're tired, you know, kind of like the last thing, I woke up this morning and I was feeling, you know, muscles in my body that I didn't know I had. I guess I'm perched with one foot on a ladder and one foot on a ledge, and I'm painting 9 feet high, and I want to make sure I don't get it on the slate patio. And, you know, when I'm painting this fence, and I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying feeling those. I mean, this morning when I woke up, I was thinking, oh, I'm not enjoying those muscles so much right now, but I'm glad that they've been activated. You know, I can feel. And it's very interesting, you know, when you do different things, people kind of fall back when I'm getting into this place of, well, I don't know how to do that. So how, you know, when what I'm talking about is that tension that comes over your body, that comes over from anxiety, mm-hmm. not from a good tension, you know, but that anxiety because it's something new that you haven't done before, mm-hmm. or experience in your physical body where you fell maybe when you were on a ladder and you injured yourself.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Like how to, you know, really embrace this, you know?
Right. Absolutely. And that's the thing is, so we talk about time and, you know, and the idea of sort of what I said, when you're practicing and you start with just 60 seconds a day of noticing the body and noticing your need to compare it to your past experiences, right? That's the left brain, or compare it to some projected future understanding of what that means, right? So you're walking down the street and you start to have a hip pain. Perhaps your father had hip surgery, right? So you're like, oh God, am I doing what my father's going? Or perhaps you're thinking about, if I have this hip pain, then I won't be able to play tennis next week. And that's a really important match for me. These are just examples of how our dominance of our left brain, our thinking brain, can negatively influence the body's innate intelligence to create change and to bring about homeostasis or balance in the body. And so when you start having those thoughts, what happens, right? The sympathetic nervous system is stimulated, which releases cortisol and all of the stress hormones, and your body's in a state of stress. And all you're doing is walking down the street and feeling pain in your hip. But yet it's sending these fires in your amygdala that says, hey, you know, granddad died of a hip replacement. Maybe you're getting arthritis in your hip. You better go check that out. Or even worse, you're going to miss your tennis match, which will drop your rankings, which will make you insignificant and worthless, whatever it might be. I'm exaggerating, but
this is not really that much of an exaggeration because,
right. And that's why the exaggeration makes us laugh.
There's days I've done that.
I mean, there's minutes. I'll probably do it in 20 minutes when I get off this radio show about something, you know, I project into, and our mind makes it way bigger, but to have little tools that are on your body all the time, which is what your brain. Right. And that's why going to a trainer and having a trainer look at you and tell you, well, you're holding your posture wrong. You need to hold it like this. Can you apply that to your daily life? Not really. Right. Because how often are you holding one position? And for you to hold one position, that's not really life. Right. Like you don't stand in one position correctly and creates tension. Right. When you know, good posture. This is a thing that I love that Aaron Franklin talks about is a rigid position. When we think of it, we think of the chest out and the shoulders back and the arms down and the stomach tucked in. But what are we doing? We're holding a bunch of muscles rigidly then, which one, sends the signal of stress to the sympathetic nervous system, and two, means those muscles are not then available to participate in movement, right? And every movement requires the coordination of all the muscles. So that's when the stress gets moved to the tendons and the ligaments and we end up with injury. Versus going to the other thing, noticing what's going on and then accessing the simple set of tools of using your imagination to transpose an experience that you would like to create in your body, right? Imagine your hips being fluid and loose and free. I love this when I teach these workshops and we talk about, I did one yesterday on the spine. And in the Franklin Method, we start about like just the conversations that's out there about the spine in the back, right? I mean, name some. Have you heard any in your community recently? Like, how do people talk about it, right?
Well, you know, people talk a lot of times about bad back,
exactly.
Breaking my back, the straw right. that broke the camel's back.
Exactly.
These things are all coming up for
discs,
me.
All this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh
yeah.
my God, my herniated disc and my tight back. And we move while we're hearing those words and we see what it feels like. And then I love this point in the class, and you ask a bunch of people, okay, how would you like your back to feel? And their eyes get wide and they look at you like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I remember having the exact same experience the first time I took the class. And I'm like, I have no idea how I want my back to feel. Well, isn't it fun? Right. Like, well, what words do you use to describe how you want your back to feel? And we kind of go, oh, we don't have easy access to that. Because seriously, when do we sit around talking about all the amazing things? What's that?
I want my back to feel strong, fluid.
Yeah. Beautiful.
All of these words that you're saying are coming to me, you know.
Beautiful.
It's, yeah. And this is like, you know, it's just so powerful.
Or like Gumby, right? A lot of our generation, we remember what Gumby looked like. You imagine when you're walking around that you are Gumby, right? You're transposing that experience and you will be amazed how that walking experience is different. Other great words are like elongated, free. Loose.
I have corrected, you know, like this is something I like to do for fun is shift people into a place where they are irresistible. And usually that means that you're walking on the balls of your foot. You walk it down, you know, down the road.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, when you're in this state of like joyfulness and you're just like really feeling very light and happy and moving your body in a free way, puppies and babies, and they really respond to this.
Yes.
I don't have a dog anymore. I have, cats, and I kind of miss dogs sometimes because they're very loyal and they look up to you like you're their master, and cats, they just love staff.
Yeah.
And so I go to the dog park, and because I'm so happy to see these dogs, they can tell how happy I am to see them. And so they come up to me and they all say hello, you know, in a beautiful way. And almost every dog does. They go straight to me. We have about 1 minute left. Karen, what are your parting thoughts to those who are listening?
My parting thoughts is notice the thought that says you don't have the power to create change in your lives. We've all been conditioned to believe in a deep way that we need an expert and we need someone out there, or we need a pill, or we need surgery. And that's fine if that's what's aligned for you. But what I want to build is this capacity and this acknowledgement and this recognition of the tools that we have that are available to us through our brains, through our minds, through our own devices to create change in our lives. And as we build them, we have an incredible capacity to experience joy and abundance and manifest the life that we have yet to be conditioned to believe is possible, right? And the first time I ever had a body talk session, the first time I ever had a UN method session, any of those, I had no reference point. You know, my background is nursing. I had no reference point to understand that it was possible to experience change. And there are so many ways out there, from yoga to UN to, you know, the dragon cards to whatever it might be. And I invite each person that's out there that is looking to access and expand their own innate intelligence. See what you're drawn to. And go for it. You know, whether it's dragon cards, whether it's UN, whether it's energetic upgrade, whether it's body talk, whether it's Franklin method, whether it's a walk in the woods, or
I love that. We've run out of time, Karen. Talking about time.
Exactly.
We'll be back next 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.